I'm Kevin Cole down in the live performance space with Chuck Prophet and Mission Express. Welcome.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us.
It's great having you here always.
Yeah, back at you.
And loving the new record. How about a couple songs from it, and then we can chat a little bit about it.
All right. Here's a song called Left Hand and the Right Hand about a couple knuckleheads named Jim and Artie Mitchell. You ready there, fellas?
Together everywhere they went. And when you passed them on the street, they always took the time to wave hello. They stood up for each other the way true brothers do. And when the left hand lost the thumb, the right cut his off too. Uh-huh, but no one can harmonize the way those brothers did. No. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Oh, the left hand and the right hand, they grew apart. One day it was separate checks, the next day bodyguards. And the years flew by like birds of prey, not a single word between those two. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Other's throats, breaking strings and dropping beats, singing all of the wrong notes. Oh, but no one can harmonize the way those brothers do. No. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Don't tell me you don't want my love. Don't tell me you don't need my love. Don't tell me you
is up at bat. We'll be right back.
a bit bad. I hear the crowd go wild. All they did was touch his hat. Well, meanwhile, Carol Doda stood up and said, I won't be ignored. She showed him everything she had. Then she showed him all a little more. Jim Jones in his temple on Gary Street, right next to young Bill Graham. Jim, he walked right up to Bill, clicked his heels, said, you know who I am. Meanwhile, Bugs and Daffy Duck were hitching up the coast to Pismo Beach. While over in the Tonkin Gulf, the Navy took a hit, or so it seemed. And Sal said, please don't go, don't leave me here alone to make a stand. She looked so faded in the twilight, down there where the breakers meet the sand. Now someone said to Laughing Sal, hey Laughing Sal, just what you laughing at? She said, I'm only laughing at myself. Keep it down, will this other guy? All so long ago, there's always something else to be against. And the only thing we know for sure is Willie always did swing for the fence.
That sounds so great.
Oh, thank you.
It's Chuck Prophet and Mission Express live on KEXP here on the afternoon show. Playing tonight at the Tractor Tavern. You just heard Willie Mays is up at bat and Left Hand, the Left Hand and the Right Hand, both from the wonderful new record. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Temple Beautiful. Just came out on Yup Rock Records, and it's been described as made in San Francisco by San Franciscans about San Francisco.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah. With a couple exceptions, but hey.
Yeah. What inspires you about San Francisco to write a record?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was writing some songs with my friend, and we were just writing songs, and then one day we just kind of tapped into a vein, and it just seemed like all the songs that sort of, I don't know, tapped into the kind of energy and weirdness that brought us to San Francisco in the first place were the ones that we were getting excited about. And, you know, then you got Willie Mays and Carol Doda and all these characters just started asserting themselves and working their way into the record. So.
And you'd love it there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel I moved there to, you know, I suppose to go to college, which was really more, I don't know, I majored in student loans. and I've been there ever since.
Yeah. To what extent is a record like this sort of based on your emotional response to the things around you, or what extent is it based kind of on research and fact digging? And
well, it's my personal experience, and you know, I will say that we wrote this in what is the modern equivalent of the woodshed, and we didn't need to go to Alaska and live in a teepee, but we did have a place that we went to, a kind of shoebox like office space, not much different than this studio, and there was no internet, so we consider the record to be Google free, which is an expression I think was termed by David Berman from the Silver Jews, who's pretty great. Anyway, so we went Google-free, and if we had to choose between the Wikipedia truth or the myth, we always went with the myth.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, what about a story like the Left Hand and the Right Hand? So it's about a couple brothers, right? Did you say the Mitchell brothers?
Yeah.
And they're infamous for having a theater?
Well, the Mitchell brothers,
they well-known?
Two smut masters, guys. They were brothers. They started the O'Farrell Theater, which was the first really great strip joint in America, and still is, and they made a movie called The Green Door, and they were these guys that were sued like 200 times and never lost a case. And one funny story is that somebody recently told me was that Mayor Dianne Feinstein, when she was newly elected, wandered into the Mitchell Brothers Theater. I've never been in there, by the way. But I've seen the girls out front smoking, and they look great.
You've been outside the theater, because I've seen photos of
that. Yeah, and so Dianne Feinstein wandered in there and sort of was throwing her weight around in the lobby, and they said, can we help you? And she said, yeah, I want to see what's going on. And Jim already said, well, you're welcome to pay $20 to see what's going on. And then she stormed out. And then from that point on, they started getting busted. And they started getting raided a lot. And the only thing they could think of to do was that they got a hold of her personal phone number and put it on the marquee. So they were jokesters. And eventually, in a kind of Cain and Abel-like perfect fable, one brother ended up killing the other, and it's a complicated story, and there's been big thick books written about it. So
part of the myth, and you didn't have to go to Google to find out any of the background info.
No, it's also
Google free record.
It's also a song about brothers, really, to be fair, and the Everlys and those guys in Oasis, I think, and
yeah
maybe even the Alban Brothers.
Chuck Prophet, Mission Express, live here on the afternoon show. So the record is called Temple Beautiful, which is in reference to a kind of a famous San Francisco club. What's the history behind that?
Well, there was a club at 1839 Gary that I went there with some friends of mine when we were like 15 or 16, and I saw some incredible gigs. I saw like Wall of Voodoo and a band called The Mentors that came out in these kind of Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in the same night. They were horrible. But it just showed me that anything was possible. And prior to that, I didn't really think about, you know, I just didn't think you could make music and stuff like that. It just didn't seem possible.
Thought-provoking or at least provocative music happening that turned
it was all happening. It was real arty and it was real weird. It was in a former synagogue, this building that had once been the Jim Jones Temple.
Wow.
And, yeah, I remember, like, driving home in somebody's mom's Toyota thinking, like, guys, I think we could actually do this, you know. But, yeah, so it was a pretty epic place. Short-lived. And I think the Clash played there. I didn't see that, but, yeah.
Well, you are doing it, and it's amazing. I mean, you've got, like, I don't know, I lost track, 12 solo albums, 13. It's getting crazy.
Perennial underdog.
And loving the new record again. You are playing tonight at the Tractor Tavern and Friday night at the White Eagle in Portland, and then you're off with the Jayhawks in Europe, which should be super fun.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We're going to give it the college try on this one. And... see what happens.
Well, how about a couple more songs?
Sure.
Maybe the title track.
Left hand and the right hand.
No,
Temple Beautiful. Yeah. No. Us to play another?
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay.
It's Chuck Prophet, Mission Express, live on KEXP.
White night, big city. White night.
One, two, three, four.
Chuck Prophet, Mission Express, live here on the afternoon show, KEXP. Just heard White Knight, Big City, and Temple Beautiful. That is the title track to the brand new album that San Francisco provides the backdrop for these stories and songs. If I were to come visit you in San Francisco, where would you take me? What's the quintessential?
I can't tell you on the air because it would spoil it. But I might take you to the Lipo Lounge in Chinatown. You guys ever been there? It's like a cave and... they serve a gin and tonic that is pretty much, as far as I can tell, mostly gin. And that we get started there, and then I don't know.
You
head out on foot.
Cool. You did sort of a weird magical mystery kind of tour of San Francisco when the record came out, right? Took a busload of people around and showed them places and played. That sounds fun.
Yeah, we thought it would be cool. I mean. The fellas at Yep Rock wanted to do a record release party, and I got kind of, I just kind of resisted that a little bit because, like you said, this is my 12th record, and it's like, you know what I mean, it's like a third wedding or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only do so much, you know, fanfare. So we came up with the idea of a walking tour. I was going to maybe wear a tuxedo and hand out free gifts and stuff, but, you know, we couldn't really cover much ground, and then I saw one of those tourist buses going around.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, we should grab one of those. And we could really mess with people, and so we did. And we drove them around and you know, showed them where I don't know, places like where Janis Joplin bought her first bottle of Southern Comfort. That was another wiki-free fact we may have made up, I don't know. And stuff like that, you know, and we all had a good time. And then we ended up going to a secret warehouse party and playing, and Roy Loney from the Flaming Groovies came and
Sweet.
We backed him up.
Nice.
And it was a good time, yeah.
Cool. Well, that sounds like a ton of fun and a memorable sort of third wedding.
Yeah. You gotta get creative after a while.
So, speaking of being creative, like, you're a great songwriter and great musician. You're also a really, really good writer. And I really enjoyed in the past reading your blog and just weird things you'd write about. You recently were the guest editor for Magnet Magazine.
Yeah.
And did some really great writing and then in there. What's going on with any sort of writing projects? Like, I'm sure they're time-consuming and challenging.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could do anything in a long-form way. I don't know if I would have the... I don't know. Just I don't know that I could wrestle something like long form to the ground. But I have fun writing about stuff.
They're really
usually
fun
if it's an assignment, you know, I like to do it. But
well, we'll give you some assignments.
Yeah, we can do something like that. Sure.
I'm going to link to the Magnet Magazine series, and you write about all sorts of things like kind of getting the Big Star box set and some guy named Travis Somerville who I hadn't heard of, but also some guy that I'd never heard of, Clip Schultz.
Oh yeah,
who's
an old friend of mine. He's I don't know, we used to play at a place called the Albion, and there was a guy playing there by the name of Bone Coots many years ago, and I could tell he had something going on, and he wrote with this guy Clip Schultz, who was kind of an offstage member of the group, and then we became fast friends, and we used to write songs, and then we had a falling out that was like about 10 years, which was, as far as falling outs goes, everything you could have ever hoped for.
Yeah.
I mean, it got ugly, and then
why you fell out.
We forgot, and we ended up spending like a year in that shoebox that I was talking about writing this album.
Oh, cool.
So we've been having a lot of fun, yeah.
Cool. Well,
he's got some books out and stuff that you can find if you look online.
If you look hard enough.
No Facebook page. He doesn't have a cell phone. And a difficult guy.
Yeah.
in a good way.
Chuck Prophet, Mission Express, live on KEXP. Again, playing tonight at the Tractor Tavern. Do you mind playing one more song?
Oh, it would be our pleasure. This is a song about the neighborhood where Steffi and I live. Should I introduce everybody, you think?
Sure.
Yeah. That's Stephanie Finch playing the Ream organ, of course, and singing up high and pretty. And Kevin T. White on the bass. And on the double neck guitar, which you can't see on the radio.
It's a wicked guitar.
Yeah. We've got, from Norco, California, James DePreto. And the newest member of the group, Kyle Caprista, the drums.
Welcome. You'll be able to see this at some point. We'll have the videos up at kxp.org.
Oh, yeah. I watch those all the time myself. Yeah, the John Spencer one's a personal favorite.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love that. That was fun.
Okay, this is called Castor Halloween, and this is about the annual Halloween parade that they used to have in our neighborhood until things got out of hand and somebody brought a gun to a party and they canceled it. But even though we didn't go every year, sometimes we could be found out there or in our apartment, you know, watching reruns of The Wire. But either way, now that it's gone, I really miss it, so I hope they bring it back. This is called Castro Halloween. I'm going to start it.
When the shots rang out and two men died, you took off your mask just to see me cry. You dream me, is there any place else you would rather be? I don't know. Oh, Halloween was here, but now it's gone. Men in skirts and heels are marching on. Halloween. Your mind, don't you think it better we trade some time? When the merchants hose the sidewalks down, will the leaves on the trees turn gold or brown? I don't know. It's gone. Halloween is gone. It's gone. It's gone. We'll be right back.
a sad day when Halloween is gone.
I agree, man.
The day after Halloween is kind of like Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, which is today.
It is today.
Far out.
You always feel a little like, oh, man, it's over.
I know.
And it is over. Chuck Prophet, Mission Express, thank you so much for joining me on the afternoon show today.
Oh, we love it, man. Thanks for having us. It's always a highlight of the drudgery in the van. It's nice. Way to break up the day.
Well, we love it, too, and we just keep making great music. Again, playing tonight at the Tractor Tavern, then Friday night you're in Portland, Saturday night in Eugene, and then you're off to Europe, and maybe see you back around the summer.
Yeah, I hope so.
And I want to thank Kevin Suggs for sound, and Matt O, Janice, and Tilly for helping out behind the scenes. It's the afternoon show, KEXP.